This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. We're going to be covering Impossible Burger with some frequency here on Natural News and my new upcoming show, Food Forensics. Now, Impossible Burger, it's a very interesting story. This is, of course, a vegetarian burger that's intended to replace animal meat burgers. And its position is something that's really eco-friendly and really progressive and really clean. So, of course, it's fascinating that I think most people buying the Impossible Burger really have no clue what's in it. Same way people who take vaccines have no clue what's in vaccines. And if you even talk about the ingredients of a vaccine, you are censored off every online platform. How dare you talk about what's in these things you're supposed to inject into your children? You should never know what's in them. Well, I come from the point of view as a food scientist that it's actually really important to know what's in things. That's why I wrote the book Food Forensics, which became a number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com. That's why I'm running a new show, or producing it. It's called Food Forensics. It'll be at foodforensics.com. We're building out the new set right now. So what's in the Impossible Burger? Well, here's what's cool about that. The Impossible Burger Company doesn't hide what's in it. They just openly talk about what's in it on their website. Basically, the Impossible Burger is a genetically modified soy burger using soy that's sprayed with glyphosate, cancer-causing weed killer. That's mostly what it is. Now, McDonald's has been making Impossible soy burgers for decades. There's nothing new about that. What's new from the Impossible Burger Company is that they have created genetically engineered yeast to generate a molecule called a heme molecule. It's kind of like hemoglobin. It's, of course, a big component of human blood, but it's the plant version of it, specifically the legume version of hemoglobin, which is pronounced something like leg hemoglobin. And this molecule is kind of blood-like in color. It's red, kind of bloodish, because, you know, hemoglobin is, of course, responsible for the red color in blood. And it makes these soy burgers look and perhaps taste a little bit more like a animal meat burger. Okay, so that's the premise. And I appreciate the fact that the Impossible Burger Company hasn't tried to BS everybody and lie and say, no, there's no GMOs in this. There's no soy in it. There's no glyphosate in it. No, they're pretty much just admitting, yeah, this is soy. It's genetically engineered, you know, and you gotta appreciate that. In this age with so much deception and lies and everything, at least this company, if you agree or don't agree with what they're selling, at least they're just being upfront about it. You know, if you think that eating genetically modified glyphosate sprayed soy burgers is good for the planet, and you want to live in that delusional bubble, go ahead. Eat the Impossible Burger. But you see, what I'm going to be doing, and I don't have like a pre-assigned bias against Impossible Burger. I can see that their product has some very interesting uses, and maybe one day they'll make the Impossible Organic Burger, which would be something I would really support, by the way. You know, glyphosate-free, non-GMO soybeans, things like that. That could be something that I could support. But until that day comes, let's just be honest about what really goes into making their product, because a lot of vegetarians and vegans think that soy falls out of the sky. Like it's a magic crop that you don't have to have any inputs. And these vegans and vegetarians, they never think about the tractors burning diesel fuel that are growing the soy crops. I mean, you have to plow the fields, you have to plant the fields, you have to harvest the fields, you got to spray the fields. How do you think this is accomplished? Well, it's accomplished by burning fossil fuels in farming equipment. Now, a lot of people don't think about that because, you know, Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying that all diesel engines have to be banned within 12 years or the world will come to an end. She wants to shut down the airline industry. She wants to shut down the transportation industry. She wants to shut down all farming and agriculture because it all depends on diesel engines, by the way, including soybean farming. And also, by the way, soybean farming depends on clear-cutting rainforest in the Amazon. So if you love eating soy burgers, you must love clear-cutting rainforests and spraying cancer-causing glyphosate weed killer on the food supply and burning diesel engines in the tractors, because that's how you grow soybeans. It's a lot of, denialism in the vegan community about where your vegan food comes from. I remember one time talking to a vegan. I used to be a vegan, by the way. I was a vegan for some period of time. I was a vegetarian for a couple of years. And I did nothing but raw foods one time for, I think it was 90 days, a raw food vegan experiment for 90 days. Very interesting. So I've done all this. I know exactly what is involved in doing this. Yes, I've made pine nut nacho cheese dip with dried flax cracker nacho chips. Okay, I've done that. I've been there. And there's a lot of delusion in the world of veganism, because I remember talking to this one vegan one time. We were juicing, and this person lived in Chicago, and he was like, I like to juice celery all year long. I make like a celery apple drink, fresh juice, everything, put a little parsley in there, a little bit of kale, typical vegan recipe, which is great. It's very healthy for you if it's organic. But I said, look, you live in Chicago. Let's just take January as a typical Chicago winter month. Do you think there's celery growing anywhere near Chicago in January? And he's like, no, probably not. It's too cold. Right. So where do you think the celery comes from? He got to thinking about it. And after a while, it finally came to realize, well, it's probably coming from, Central or South America, frankly, probably South America. Yeah, that's right. So how many thousand road miles are on that celery? So you think you're saving the planet. You're actually emitting, fossil fuels and carbon dioxide that you think is destroying the world in order to get your celery to juice it in January. In other words, just eating vegetarian is not as clean as you think or not as green as you think. Turns out eating local is actually better for the planet, including if eating local means eating meat. So locally raised eggs and meat and milk and veggies and fruit and things that are harvested in season near where you live is far greener for the planet than having your vegetarian cuisine that's trucked in from, Bolivia or wherever, Chile, because that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, you see. And I've had this discussion with a lot of people, and I found that vegans don't really think much about where their food comes from. And I'm afraid the same thing is happening here with the Impossible Burger. People just like, it's soy, it's plants, must be better than cows. Well, guess what? I live in Central Texas and I see cows all the time. I have never seen a farmer putting diesel fuel in a cow. That's because cows go gather food without using fossil fuels. Did you know that? It's amazing. Cows go get their own water from a watering hole, or as they're called in Texas, a tank. A tank means like a pond or a little area that's been dammed up to have some drinking water for the cows, called a tank. Cows go get that water on their own. Cows go get food. Cows can take land that is unusable for normal agriculture, and cows can turn that land into beef. That's fascinating. There are cows all over Nevada, for example, on farms that you could never grow soybeans on, but yet they produce beef patties and they don't use any diesel fuel to do it. How is that possible? Because cows use essentially solar energy, in the sense that solar energy grows the plants and the plants power the cows to go out and get more plants and get the water and do the things they need to do to grow more cows. Now, in all of this, by the way, just so I'm clear, I'm not in any way supporting the CAFO, animal cruelty, cow factory, farming operations. I've been opposed to that my whole life. But free range cows, local free range cows, that's a very different story. And I'm going to cover this in more detail in the future, but I want you to start thinking about where do soybeans come from and what inputs are required to produce soybeans, because you'll find it's fossil fuels. And also, by the way, the Impossible Burger is made with a hidden form of MSG called yeast extract. So there's not only GMOs and probably some glyphosate in there, soybeans, which means a lot of fossil fuels went into that burger, but there's also a hidden form of MSG. So I don't know about you, but I think it's greener to eat a local real beef hamburger than have an impossible genetically modified glyphosate contaminated soybean MSG burger imported from 3,000 miles away, grown on a farm with fossil fuel tractors and clear cutting of the rainforest. But that's just me. Maybe you think that industrial mechanized monoculture is great for the environment. If so, eat up and power your delusion. Power your little bubble world of falsehoods. That's okay. It's your choice. Food freedom. I believe in it. You can eat whatever the heck you want. But I'd prefer to eat real food, real local food, rather than your fake impossible food that, in my view, is far worse for the planet than just having a burger. All right. But we'll talk about it more later. I appreciate you listening. Watch for my new upcoming show. Foodforensics.com will be the website launching in a month or two. And it's going to be a food science show. Going to be really interesting. And maybe this Impossible Burger Company will come out with an organic version, and I might actually support that. Who knows? Not if there's MSG in it, but maybe there's no MSG. That'd be interesting. Let's take a look at it. My name's Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/ Nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.